This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Catalonia in northeastern Spain is preparing to vote on an independence referendum October 1st. The region has a proud identity and a history of repression by Spain. This is one of the richest regions in Spain, and economics is also at play, as Lucia Benavides reports.
About 40,000 people gather outside Catalan government offices in Barcelona to protest raids and arrests of local officials by Spanish police. People of all ages wear their red and yellow Catalan flag as capes, and banners that say sí, for a yes vote, hang over nearby balconies. The region is preparing for an independence referendum on October 1st, which Spain has declared illegal.
We need change.
That's Josep Minguet, and he isn't speaking Spanish. It's Catalan, the prominent language of the region. He thinks it's time for a change. He says Catalan people are oppressed. Others, like Jessica Boluda, say the issues are economic.
We pay our taxes to the government, and we didn't receive back all that we need.
Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has called on separatist leaders to stop what he calls disobedience and an escalation of radicalism. Economics professor Elisenda Paluzie says Catalan residents contribute 20% of Spain's taxes and then receive 14% back for public expenses. She says Catalonia is economically important for Spain, and if it were to secede,
they lose a territory that is relatively rich and contributes a lot to taxes.
Paluzie says the 2008 economic crisis helped increase separatist sentiment in Catalonia. The region experienced the highest budget cuts. Then, in 2010, Catalonia sought a statute that would have allowed it to collect its own taxes, much like the system in another autonomous region of Spain, the Basque Country. The Spanish government rejected that.
It was seen as an aggression to the capacity of Catalans that had done everything under the legal way.
Paluzie says Catalonia is economically viable without Spain. Its GDP is around that of Denmark's, and its GDP per capita is higher than Spain's. In Barcelona, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.